Board of Education meeting. Today is August 22nd, 2023. The time is 7 p.m. Jamie, could we have roll call, please?
Yes, Dr. Behrens.
Here.
Mr. Heck.
Here.
Mrs. Myers.
Here.
Mr. Van Wassenova.
Here.
Mrs. Vincent.
Here.
Mrs. Williams.
Here.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Here. Could we stand for the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The revision of the approval, what are we doing this one? Of the agenda? Oh, yeah. Mr. Shaw, are there any additions or deletions to this evening's agenda?
We have none.
As hearing none, can I get a motion?
And based upon the suggestion of Mr. Shaw, I would move that we adopt the agenda as presented.
Second.
Could we have roll call, please, Jamie?
Yes, Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wassenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. That brings us to superintendent comments. Mr. Shaw.
All right. Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our board meeting tonight. My first comments for tonight, the beginning, focus around what we had happen at our high school this morning, and that was an active shooter drill. It was an emotional event. It was something that was pretty remarkable. I know we had two of our board members there, and it was a day where it was a training for our officers to come in, but it was also an opportunity for us as a school system to put into practice what we do. And it was a great learning environment there. And what I got to say about Monroe Public is some of our huge positives are we have cameras that really help us to see what's going on and that can stop a lot of damage quickly because of communications. But today, though, that was a remarkable event that we held. Lots of eye-opening. It's, you know, through training is what makes us better, and hopefully by doing this training, we never have to put it into practice. But it was a great event. And I want to give a couple of thank yous out there to the police department for putting this all together. The number of officers that were brought in today was remarkable, and so that was just an amazing event. And through our ISD, it helped organizing that event. You'll see different media releases out on it, possibly even on the news, and it went even to the extent of bringing in Aeromed and what that would be like. And then we had students that took part today, too. And so we were able to listen to our students after the fact and what they thought of it. And so it was just, like I said, a great learning opportunity for Monroe Public Schools and Monroe County, because we haven't done anything like this in Monroe County, as far as we've been told in the past, this kind of a scale. And we had representatives from the county schools, from outside the county, came in to observe and take part. So it was a big event today, probably 80 to 100 people that either were part of it and or observers. And so great learning environment happened out there. So I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention, that, and a big thank you to everyone for organizing it. And today's event only makes us better.
Andy, I think we had one at Mason back in 2003, so it's probably been 20 years.
Yeah.
And that was during the school day.
Yep.
Lots of students involved in that.
Yep. So a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So more to come on that. Lots of learning when we finished. It was an emotionally exhausting day because you stayed at a high level for a lot of hours. That's all I have.
Oh, okay. Darla, do we have any public commentary on board agenda items only?
No, we do not.
All right. So that moves us down to acceptance of reports. We have our contracted services report and our resignation reports. Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on. Next, we have our consent agenda item. Are there any items that a board member would like to be moved off to the consent agenda item and moved over to new business?
I don't want to take anything off, but I do have a question as far for Ms. Flynn. Do we do exit interviews on all of our people that resign?
We do exit interviews, not on all.
Okay.
Because most of our Monroe we do. But we don't on our edge of staff. We've got a third-party group also.
So our employees we do.
Right, but we do receive from them. an exit interview paper. And usually if they have something on there that we need to, that needs further attention, mm-hmm. I will call them and have them come in. I know when Mrs. Vincent left, you left a glowing. It wasn't a, you left in a glowing way.
So we didn't call her in, huh?
We didn't call her in. But, you know, people really are pretty honest on why they're leaving. Mm-hmm. So it's, if it's something that's alarming, I do call.
Okay. I move to approve the consent agenda as presented and adopt all the recommendations thereon.
I'll second.
Was that you?
Yeah.
Okay. And Tom supported. Okay, could we get roll call, please, Jamie?
Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Hatt.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachanova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. Mrs. Flynn, do you have any of our new hires in the audience tonight?
We absolutely do. And what I would like to do tonight, because we do have a large group here tonight, but I'm going to start with Angela Todora, who is here tonight. Mm-hmm. I would like for you to come up to the stand if you would. Angela is the new assistant principal for Monroe Middle School, and it was effective August 14th, and she's been with us a week, and we're just really excited to welcome to our team.
Thank you.
So is there anything you would like to say?
I am just really excited about the opportunity. David and I have been working together the last couple of weeks. I was hired, I believe, on the 8th. Mm-hmm. He approved me to get in there and get my hands dirty on the 9th and 10th. So I've been in the middle school. We've got a lot of moves happening, a lot of good things happening. Even though people are being a little disrupted with classrooms and moving around, a lot of high energy, a lot of smiling faces today. Super excited to get the year started on a positive note.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
The next person that we have on our list that I know is here is Andrea Smock. If you could come up. Andrea is going to be a teacher at Manor Elementary. She is going to be teaching sixth grade. And Andrea is a Monroe girl. So she's coming back to Monroe to probably finish your career, I would think. In a long while.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, tell us a little about yourself.
Yeah. This will be my 18th year teaching. I taught at a charter school at New Bedford Academy in Lambertville that whole time. 5th through 8th for a little bit, and then 7th and 8th grade for the last 15 years.
Great.
Welcome
excited
aboard.
To be here. Yep.
I don't think Emily is here. Is Emily in the audience? I don't. You know what, Crystal? Is that the Klein? I thought so. Thank you. Only one I didn't know.
Congratulations.
All right. The next one that we have.
Congratulations.
Is Caitlin Lineman as an art teacher at Raisinville Elementary, and Mr. Hoppert is here tonight. And if she could come up to the podium and tell us a little bit about herself.
Hello, thank you very much for having me this evening. Am I?
It's on.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for having me. This will actually be my first year teaching. I just got to see my classroom today. I am thrilled to be starting at Raisinville Elementary. And I'm really proud and excited to be working for Monroe Public Schools. So thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh.
All art. All great.
Watch
your step.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Welcome.
Thank you.
Congrats. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. And our next individual that's here tonight is Michael Lush. Michael is going to be an exempt student and parent liaison for Custer Elementary. Michael, come up and Say a few words.
First of all, I just want to thank Ms. Flynn and the board for the opportunity to return home. Worked 24 years in Southgate. Great group of people up there, but I had an opportunity to come home. I've been a lifelong resident of Monroe. So I'm excited about continuing my work with kids in my career out of Custer. And I'm just looking forward to getting started. Thank you.
Congrats.
Congrats, welcome home.
Thank you.
Welcome, Mike.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Okay, our next candidate that's here tonight is Teresa Barnes, and she is going to be working at Arborwood. And Teresa's come home too because she's a Monroe girl. So she's going to be a social worker at Arborwood.
All right.
Hi, everybody. I'm so happy to be here today. I am also a lifelong resident of Monroe, and I'm looking forward to working for Monroe Public Schools.
Awesome.
Hey. Congratulations to you.
Hope you got this step there.
Congratulations. Our next candidate is Livy Kleinow, and she is going to be a restorative practices analyst. And we are very excited to have her here with us tonight. You're the only one I didn't know in the room, so I'm Cindy Flynn. I'm happy to meet you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I kind of been traveling around. I used to work at airport for a little while, and then I lived in Nashville. But my mom used to work at Monroe. She was a career counselor at the high school. So I'm incredibly excited and honored for this opportunity. So thank you.
Great. Nice to finally meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you. All the emails.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Watch your step.
Come aboard. Thank you.
It's time for a ramp.
Yes.
Maybe.
We'll get better.
Last but not least, I would like to ask Estella LaFond to come up. She is our been our lifesaver in our office environment, because she subs all the time. But now she's going to go work at Waterloo for a little over halftime, and we're excited for her. We're excited she decided to stay with us, because she was really a person that could have gone anywhere she wanted to go and worked. So, welcome.
As Cindy had mentioned, I'm not new to the district. I've been subbing, I think, for about 6 or 7 mm-hmm. years, so I think I've had the opportunity to work in every building in the district, and when this opportunity came up, it's like, as I was walking in today, I thought, well, I guess I found a home. Mm-hmm. And I, even though I've enjoyed my experiences over the past several years here in the district, and I'm looking forward to this year to being a support to the staff at Waterloo, and actually becoming more acquainted. The disadvantage in subbing is that you don't get to know the students and the staff, and this is going to give me an opportunity to become a real part of that family at Waterloo.
That's true.
So thank you.
Great.
Thank
you.
Watch your step.
Good to see you.
Congratulations.
Thank you for sticking around.
You're welcome.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. I just stepped down.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yep.
So a great big congratulations to all of our new hires. We look forward to many, 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 many years of service with Monroe Public Schools. You're more than welcome to stay for the rest of the board meeting, but I do know that Wendy won't let you get out of the building without a group photo. So for those of you that were just hired, if you go out that door, because you're going to get your first publication in the weekend review this Saturday for all of the students and staff and those families that have already registered for our weekend review. So if you can step out there, she'll get your picture.
All right, and that brings us to teacher tenure. That would be Mrs. Flynn.
Yes. Thank you. Tonight we're asking the board to move to confirm and endorse the granting of tenure and the removal from probation for Alexandra Snyder, Margaret Mueller, Mary Owen, Melissa Vopi, Kayla Britson, Elizabeth Fisher, Justin Heck, Aaron Jacks, Sandra Michaels, Ross Newman, Joseph Swinkey, Morgan Schmidtke, Brett Goodman, Jackie Lindemann, and Stephanie Cousineau on the appropriate anniversary dates.
Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Support.
Any discussion? I would just like to say congrats to all these people.
Yes. Well, what's really kind of funny is a lot of these people, Joe Swinkey was the first person that we used with the MyExcel process. Mm-hmm. And his interview was probably the longest interview I think anyone's ever conducted. But it was excellent, though. It was the first time we'd ever used the process. But all of these people that are here have been hired with that process. And we're pretty proud that we do pick people that want to stay with us and mm-hmm. are really good choices for our district.
Good. Roll call, please, Jamie.
Dr. Behrens?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Van Wassenova?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes, and the motion passes. That brings us to the Raisinville Parent Loop. Mr. Shaw.
So we're recommending to move to purchase the following excavation services to upgrade the Raisinville Parent Loop from Toma Trucking and Bulldozing Incorporated at a cost not to exceed $25,400. This purchase will be funded by the general fund. As we presented, that loop goes into the field and will move about 80 to 90 cars off of the road.
Yeah. Can I get a motion?
So moved to approve the purchase for the new additions to the Raisinville pickup loop.
Support.
Any discussion?
I think we have someone here that's probably really happy about this. Just putting it out there.
More than you'll ever know.
Sure. We have roll call, please, Jamie.
Yes, Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wassenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. Congratulations. That brings us to the ProMedica-based health service contract. Mr. Shaw.
So last night we presented the ProMedica school-based health services contract to you. It's a program we've had instilled at Monroe High School, and so we're recommending to the Board of Education tonight to approve ProMedica school-based health services contract between Monroe Public Schools and ProMedica Monroe Regional Health as presented, effective August 22nd through June 30th, 2025.
Can I get a motion?
I move that we approve the contract with ProMedica Monroe Regional Hospital as stated.
Support?
Support.
Any discussion?
I just want to make a comment. We spent a lot of time on this contract last night. There was a lot of great conversations. There was a lot of great explanations. And I think it was very well done to provide support for this.
And I think, Darrell, you spent an extraordinary amount of time in doing a lot of our homework, so I appreciate your work there, too. So,
can we get roll call, please, Jamie?
Dr. Behrens.
Yes.
Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wassenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. As we have no old business items this evening, so I will turn this over to Mr. Shaw for superintendent comments.
So congratulations. I wish we had kids in here because they'd be all bummed out on this one. But in 2 weeks from today, school starts. At this time of the summer, I think that's where parents are probably sitting. Yeah. Woo, get them out. Yay. So we're excited for the launch of this school year. We've been having our play dates with principals. Monroe High School will hold its freshman fun day kickoff tomorrow. The big one is next Tuesday morning. Again, for all board members, please feel free to join us for our kickoff with our staff at 8 o'clock at Monroe High School. We'll be there at 7:45, so you're in the auditorium. But it's going to be, this is going to be a great year, and so we're looking forward to all that's going to be happening. And then open houses, as reminded that we do have our open houses on the 30th, and if you want to try and catch all the open houses, have a driver and designated spot to be dropped off, picked up, and so you can get to all of those open houses. Each year we continually work with our administrators and secretaries, and as such, this week we have a meeting coming up with all of our clerical staff, and it's really to help them set the tone and answer questions for them. So we work with all of our different groups, and so that's happening this week. Therapy Dog is mentioned in our work session. The Monroe Public School Safety Department has a new therapy dog, which you've probably seen out there on social media and in the news. Officer Saudi of our school resource officer is taking care of him. We're looking forward to having Buddy. I know I was really hoping for Marco, but they went with Buddy. I'm going to keep pushing. It's Buddy Marco, by the way.
You're not
going
to let that go?
No, I'm not. Part of our Trojan family. This is a great opportunity for our district, and we'll be a big asset to our school. And then our last one, just as an update, we did publish for a middle school principal. And as I shared before, you know, Ms. Stain had a great opportunity to move on, and so we wish her the best. And so while we're in that transition of a middle school principal, David will be taking over that role as a middle school principal and taking the lead, working right alongside of Angela Todora, and hopefully here early September, we'll be able to conduct interviews and potentially have somebody named and in place, hopefully by the 1st of October is kind of the goal out there. And so, but we've been blessed to have a person that has many years of experience as a middle school assistant principal, and then sitting next to him has been a prior middle school principal, so we'll get that building up, they will up and going, and all will be well there. So that's the update on that I have tonight for you.
Darla, do we have any public commentary on any subject?
No, we do not.
All right. That brings us, are there any board members with comments tonight?
On the ProMedica thing, I forgot to mention her name. I forgot to mention her name, Amy.
Yep, Fader.
Yes, I just wanted to put a shout out to her. She did a fantastic presentation. Very, very knowledgeable lady.
She did very nice.
I'll pass that on.
And I'd just like to make a comment as well. Superintendent Shaw, I think this agenda tonight and the things that you're doing, you're really paying attention to detail and moving things forward continually, and I just want to commend you on your work this summer.
Thank you. So we got a great team here making it happen.
Got anything, Tom?
I just want to kind of reiterate what Andy said about the event this morning. I thought it went very well. I was very glad to attend and be able to see everything going on in the participation, not just by our law enforcement, but as Andy said, I think every school in the county was represented, including Riverview out of Washtenaw County or Wayne County. So that was good. We also had two state representatives in attendance, Will Bruck and Jamie Thompson. So that was also good. Awesome. Good participation.
Prosecutor came in a little later, too.
Yeah.
Lots of people out there.
I think the list could go on if we start thinking about everybody we talked to.
Probably.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Could we get a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Support.
Show of hands.
I beat you.